I have no idea what secrets lurk in the hearts of men. I am not the Shadow. Another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. Jumping back into Adam's Lovecraftian nightmare of a campaign in which we are now at an auction. HW has most evilly gathered all of the items for himself and Seely, while Hez has left empty-handed. Speaking of, well, I'll cut this in a second. We have John playing Captain Torcott. We have Ben playing Neb Synod. We have Ryan playing HW. And we have Mike playing Seely Tan. And I, Zach, will be playing Hez.
And we'll pick up with the old man gesturing towards the stack of books. And he will be saying, we'll start the bidding at 500.
Hez is going to grab Carter by the bottom of his shirt or his jacket or whatever. I'm like, listen, I need this. I have to get that orb from HW, and that guy loves books. So please help me get these books so I can bribe HW to give me that shiny rock. I need the shiny rock.
Ryan, I've have done you been
so much for you and Jonger, please.
Ryan, okay, hang on. What is going on? Hang on. I'm extremely conflicted here. Okay. So Carter would. What was Hez's argument again?
That he's done so much for Jonger and him already, and he doesn't ask for anything, but he needs to get that shiny rock, and the only way to do it, in his mind, is to get the books to bribe HW with books.
That's smart.
Okay. So let me. Hez has the money for the rock. I'm getting lost here.
He has half of the money for the rock.
Okay.
But he wants to buy the books so he can trade the books for the rock.
So he only has 400, right? 450?
405.
Okay, so 405 credits.
And he's asking Carter to help him get the books.
Carter is, yeah, you know what? So Hez, go ahead and roll.
Negotiation. Oh yeah, our destiny pool is 4 light, 4 dark, by the way. Success and 2 advantage.
All right. Carter is going to look at and Hez, and look very amused, and then say, well, as long as you're good for the money, I don't see why I can't help a little bit. I think I have more than enough to secure the main event here.
I mean, you guys are the ones that pay me anyway, so you can literally just dock my pay if you have to. I mean,
I can. I only have so many credits on me, but yeah, it should be fine.
I mean, we can talk about installments later.
I don't think that's how that works here, but it'll be fine. You're right. And he'll pat you on the back and put his paddle up and say, 600.
And then I will say that the people up in front will raise their paddle, say, 700. The rich money bags looking guy up in front will raise his paddle and say, 750. Anybody else want to wager?
No, Neb is waiting for the crown.
The old man will go 750 going once, twice.
Hez raises his hand because he has 400 credits to add. 800! That's still less than what he initially offered if I'm giving him money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Carter will go and then just shrug his shoulders.
800! 800 going once, twice.
And then in the back you hear Hubert go, 900. Wait, that's not Hubert's voice.
900!
I can't do Dio well.
Dio! Hez puts his paddle up. 910.
You hear Carter choke for a split second. Just like,
listen, if I give you 405 credits, that's still less than what you made on your initial bid, so just chill.
he's going to look at you and say, that's not the point. I don't have enough. I only have so much money in the account right now.
I won't bid. Never mind. I rescind my bid.
The old man says, no backseats.
Well, no. No backseats? You, a lot of people, are going to tell me no backseats? You gave him my rack? I am light side point, right back.
Yeah. He will look at you and say, sir, once you bid, we cannot retract.
Oh, really? Oh, really? We can't retract after a bid has been made?
Carter is... Take my dark side point. Carter is going to elbow you and say, you're going to get us thrown out.
Trying to make me pay for it, though. If he's going to make me pay for it, then I just want to get... It's a principle of the thing, Carter. Listen to what's going on. Open your ears.
Why did you bid on it if you didn't have the money?
Seeley stands up and stares at the auctioneer.
Listen, I didn't know what was going on at first, but now I do, and I want that rock.
She moves 5 steps closer.
Okay, the old man will look at you and say, yes, do I hear 1,000 credits?
Who's got the winning bid right now?
Hez does.
Because someone's being a double-crossing bastard.
I'm not saying anything. He said he would help you buy it.
No, the old man. Don't give me that what. He literally out from under me, swept that gym over to HW.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Torque passes Hez a coin bag of 300 credits.
Okay, yeah. Carter looks a little more relaxed.
Seeley still approaching the auctioneer.
Yeah, the auctioneer is looking more concerned, and one of the security guards up in front is
She stops right in front of the security guard.
Okay.
As says, that 10% discount had better apply to this as well, because you sold my rock to someone else.
I suppose I could...
Yeah. Go it 3 times, give me my books.
950, going once... 950 going twice. You can see in the back, Hubert looks miffed, upset, disappointed. Can't tell. Nobody's looking.
Bite my big bushy tail.
Yeah.
I flourish and do a 180 and stare right at Hubert.
Hubert stares back. He looks amused. And then just does this little hand gesture as in, it's all yours. 950 sold. Bangs his gavel and then gestures towards the books. Hez, are you going to go grab the books?
Seeley grabs the books.
Okay. So, is she with you?
Of course she is. Leave your hands off of her.
Very well. Oh, I don't even have them up on the...
Hez shivers when he says that. Like,
You see a faint smirk smile come out of Seeley's face. I did it!
There's a stack of books.
So I grab the books and I start walking towards HW.
Okay.
Just kidding. I head back to my seat.
The books? Nice.
And I set it down for Hez.
Okay. So do you set it like just on the ground or in his lap or what?
Very much appreciated.
Right on top of him.
Oh, nice.
So heavy.
I tap Hez on the shoulder with my umbrella, waiting for my change back.
Was there any left over? I thought I had to get some from Carter still.
Carter took all your money. You wanted this thing that costed 950 credit. Well, minus
right.
So which would be what? 850?
It takes 94.
Boy, that's not good math, but
bad math too, yeah. I'll take it for 800, yes.
Yeah, you owe Carter 800 credits because that was who was fronting you.
Here. I'll sit here and work on that and that umbrella, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about payment.
Actually, when he tapped you with the umbrella, you could hear a little clinking noise, and the lock broke on it. The inside of the lock fell out.
What?
Yeah, weird, right? Almost like if that's what needed to happen for it to open. Torque, you have a working umbrella now.
I open my umbrella, and Ignore has...
Hez just looks over at HW, sticks his tongue out, and waggles one of the books in his hand.
Okay, so
is the
books.
Umbrella wider than my hat?
Yeah, I don't How wide's the hat?
Like Kentucky Derby wide.
Ooh, no, it's not.
Okay.
Hat's wider. Comparable in size, but not bigger. Not wider. It's still a pretty nice parasol. It's actually got some nice force inscriptions on it.
This is like, I did that.
That counts.
Also, I think you owed me for that cat suit, but whatever. We'll talk about it.
So, Hez, as you're gesturing these books in front of you at the captain, you notice that there is gold writing on the spine of this book. And the gold writing says, the collections and observations
of Don Quixote.
Close.
Yes.
P.H. Craftlove.
I was going to say A.A.
Ron.
That's what I said.
A.A. Alhazarin.
A.A. what?
Alhazarin.
Duke's a hazard. You spell that? You spell that?
I gotta Google it.
A.A.L. Hazarin?
Hang on.
Derazol backwards? Is that some sort of prescription medication? Some sort of antifungal?
Hazarin. Sorry, not Alhazarin. It would be A.A. Hazarin. H-A-Z-R-E-D.
H-A-Z-E-R-D? Hazard?
Hang on.
Hazred. Hazred.
Thank you.
Oh, R-E-D. Not, okay. Thank you.
Hez, dark side point, you are compelled to open this book.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's what you were going to do anyways, but...
As he's waggling it, like, he catches sight of the shiny gold lettering and is like, oh. And then, stops shaking it and then brings it down to his lap and then begins to leaf through it.
Because of your pips against you, you can read anything that you want to read. Roll discipline.
Oh.
Use dark side.
I'm going to roll a light side to upgrade my check.
Okay. Cancel out what I did.
Well, no, I'm going to upgrade mine. I already upgraded it, so you don't have to worry about mine.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, my God. Wait. That's not my discipline. No, sorry. Yeah, it is my discipline. Oh,
yeah, shit. I was like, that says discipline.
Two threat.
I've been drinking, but I can still read.
Well.
Two threat. You start reading this book. Oh, what does it sound like when Hez starts reading this book? Because you can read everything.
My dear Petunia.
You can see... Yeah, kind of. It starts out normal. Like, these are the writings and collections of one Abdul Alhazarid and his journey and musings into the other world. And that word, the other world, that phrase, is being paraphrased in your head. And you also notice it says part one.
Are you reading out loud or to yourself, Hez?
I guess with two threat, it's kind of up to Adam. I was going to say to myself, but I don't really have a choice at this point.
Yeah, we can say that Hez is murmuring this to himself. He would be pretty enthralled in what he's doing.
Abdul Alhazred, but part one.
Part one.
Well, I've got multiple books, right? So
yeah.
Cool.
Let's roll a d10. You're so enthralled with this, you're not paying attention to what you're reading.
Oh, a wizard is never late. He arrives precisely when he needs to.
We'll say with an 8. So on success, or on failure, you're going to start reading about... It's up to me this time. Yeah, you'll start reading about these things called ghouls. And...
Little green ghouls.
How they eat... They kind of eat the dead. And can be commanded by a greater being. That greater being, they're all under the scope of Haster. And none of this makes any sense to you. Like, you're reading the words, but, like, what's Haster? What are ghouls? Like, you're getting vague descriptions of what are the greater beings that can control them.
I'm going to whisper, Johnson. And then my head's slowly going to start turning towards Hez.
Oh, is my fly down? What?
And as when Seeley whispers that to you, you snap out of it. But you were in this trance, Hez. Like, you could just see, it's like, I'm sure I've used this before, but it's like Alan from The Hangover, where those letters and, like, numbers are flashing in front of your face. except you're not really, you're trying to calculate what you're reading, but you can't really get a good grasp on it. And when you snap out of it, you are like flipped through halfway through the first book. And you do get a blip for that. So I'm going to add that to... That was not a good outcome. But you know, Hez, that there is knowledge in this book.
There is knowledge in this book.
There are things that...
There are things that...
There are things that...
There are things that just, like, you just know that you shouldn't, like, shouldn't be known in here.
I know I shouldn't be known in here.
You know you shouldn't know that in there.
Oh my god.
I should, but I couldn't, and then I didn't, and then...
I'm not sure what Hez would do with that, because there are hints of, like, treasure in there. You did catch that, but it was completely, like, most, like, any of the information was drowned out by...
I think Hez is enthralled because he thinks he found a treasure map with no pictures.
That would be what a book is.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, no one will find the treasure before me because there's no pictures. Fools.
So yeah, you found some books with knowledge. If you want to read them, depends on success. It depends what we'll give you, but...
Do that later, yeah.
I mean, it just depends case to case what you're trying to do with it.
I got you.
I'll be pretty flexible with that.
Okay.
You have the writings of Abdul Alhazred.
I'm just using to cast spells. My arcane focus.
Yeah, right. And with that, there's a bunch of blood everywhere. We will move to the main event. How much did that... How much... Okay, so how much, before we get into this, how much was Hez able to front up front with, for the books?
How much did the Captain Torcott give me? 3-something?
300.
So I had... 705.
Okay.
This is pretty much indentured to that hut anyway, so, like, it's not weird for him to not have money. It's just, like...
Yeah, and Carter would be willing to front you up front just because you've been useful and...
And he knows I'm not going... I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, he's like, what's a couple more?
Yeah. Right.
Carter's gonna look at you while you're reading that and just say, well, I hope it was worth it.
Yeah. What? Huh? Yeah.
Carter will forcefully close the book on you and say, put that away for now. It's the main event. And with that, the old man will say, now, ladies and gentlemen, for the final item we have for sale tonight, this item was recently acquired by the local art institute. I don't know why they didn't want to keep it, but it's... Craftsmanship is exquisite. It's impeccable.
I raise my hand and keep it in the air.
Yes, ma'am. Let me finish, please. Let me finish. Token layer. So he will gesture towards the center stage item. They will take it off. It actually doesn't look like super faint. Like it's this. The craftsmanship on it definitely does look intricate. But it looks old, really old. Like the gold in the crown is tarnished. Like it just has this. It doesn't have a very good luster to it.
Like it's from old space.
Old space. old space. Yeah, it just looks like some. It's a crown, all right, but like it doesn't look like super shiny. There's no gems inlaid in on it. It's just a golden crown. People in front. The one old, or the money bags guy, the Mr. Monopoly looking man, looks upset because he hasn't secured anything. The people up in the front right have sat up to attention and have stopped moving. And then we have Hubert North, who has also stopped moving and is sat up straight. The old man continues and says,
Our local appraisers were not able to give us an exact number that we could place on it, but they ballparked it for us. Given the item's age and craftsmanship and unknown origin, though it's undoubtedly rare, we will be starting the bidding at 1,200 credits. Do I hear...
Seeley's hand is still up.
Okay, 1,250. Is that what you're bidding, ma'am?
She waves the paddle at the auctioneer.
1,300? 1400. What, ma'am, what number would you like to bid?
She silently stands up and crosses her arms.
That's, yes, you have the floor, ma'am. And then Hubert will just, like, interrupt and say, 1800. Oh.
1800?
Yeah.
Celie sits down.
Oh, wait, what was Celie at, 1200, 1300?
Oh, she was just waving the paddle. She didn't say anything. So,
oh, what number whatever. Did the auctioneer say? I'm kind of getting lost in thought here. I think he said 1,300. We'll say 1,400. Hubert says 1,400.
Celie still sits down.
Okay.
Captain Torque passes Celie a bag of 600 credits.
Well, one second here. Okay, so, Ryan, give me one second. So, are you guys all combining your credits together?
Like Captain Planet, baby.
Carter will lean over and say, I've only got 1,000 credits.
You said you gave me 600?
Mm-hmm.
What's the bid at right now?
14.
I stand up and shout 15.
Okay, 15. You can see the people up in the front right murmuring.
Neb leans over and whispers, I did have 3,400 after, but then I had to help Ez, so knock down to 2,295.
Don't make excuses!
is that without Carter's 1,000 that you've got? So Carter's got 1,000.
Oh yeah, so then technically you're getting 1,600. But I mean, she still doesn't have to offer any more than 15.
Yeah, well, until the people up in the front right bid. Well, they look like they're going to bid, and then HW, if you want to do what you want to do, I'm going to set the dice pool. You got a boost die from that, right?
Yes, from my triumph from earlier.
Yeah. I'll make it.
It's not a boost die, it's an upgrade.
An upgrade, yes. Ooh, what am I rolling here exactly?
It'd be discipline.
Fantastic.
We're digging into something that you learned from down in the sewers.
Down under.
You're going to try to replicate that control spell that you learned.
Okay.
I set the dice pool. Go ahead and roll, unless you already did and I missed it.
I haven't rolled yet.
Okay, go for it.
You sly bastard!
Yeah, it's pretty fucking great. 5 success. So yeah, you... how does this look when HW is... I'm trying to visualize this, because you're probably making...
He has no gestures. His face is completely blank.
Like, he's... So HW is, like, sitting in... Like, he's paying... He knows that they're bidding on this.
Yeah.
And he's still like just like I don't want to say he's trying to pretend like he's looking at the orb that he just bought, because he is. He wants to study that more. But he knew that buying the orb was part of the plan to make this happen. So yeah. He kind of just puts his hand up and makes a gesture to like just very slightly, like his robe sleeves almost cover his hand.
Yeah.
So you can't see what he's gesturing or what he's doing, but his hand kind of raises up and he makes like the spell, like yeah, the writing that he saw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. So you do this and you now have control of the old man. It's up to you what you do with this. So the group, nobody else, like we'll have to roll perception if anyone wants to try to see this.
I don't think it has even good. I don't know if it's even.
Yeah, weird. Like I don't know why you would want to. You'd have to explain.
Celie's,
to me why.
Yeah, Celie's not aware of this.
The bid's currently on Celie's bid, right?
Yeah, 1,500. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to roll for one person that doesn't have a stat block yet. So I'm going to see if this works. Okay. So one person catches what's going on, but doesn't say anything.
I wonder who that one person is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's me.
Adam was lost. Guy. Adam was lost and wanted to know what was going on.
Everyone explain to me what's happening. No. Yeah, go for it.
Explain to you what's going on?
No. What is HW going to do with his newfound control?
He's just waiting. Like he's as the old man, he's like, the bid is 1,500.
Okay. So the what did I call him? The Trandoshan up in the front?
Zoidberg?
No, that's Zoidberg. I don't even remember what that guy's race is.
Zoidberg?
Yeah, it's the Zoidberg race. No, the Trandoshan will be you'll see him just kind of like cough for a second, like he's been elbowed hard in the gut, and he's going to raise his hand up and say, he's going to raise his hand and say, 1600.
I'm still standing. I approach him and I smack him with my paddle and I yell 1700.
So you do this, and the old man has like this blank look in his face. What is he going to say?
He's going to go, I'll miss. No need for that. 1700 is the bid.
And this is like, what the hell is going on? That was awesome.
Hubert will stand up and say, 1800.
1700 is the bid. Is there anyone else?
The group in front will stop bidding. They've been murmuring among themselves, and they will stop bidding. And then the banker, the rich dude, is going to look just super upset. Like, this is out of his league. And Hubert's going to stand up and say, damn you, old man, I said 1800.
1700, going once.
2000.
Going twice.
Haven't you been paying attention? He doesn't care.
Wait. Sir, in the back there, were you saying something?
I said 2000.
Gods, that man doesn't have money.
So he's going to start chanting imposter.
Okay.
Hez follows suit. Yeah. Imposter.
Let's remove this man. He clearly is not Hubert North.
Oh, yes. That's what happens.
Okay, so the guards are going to go to move Hubert.
Hez moves towards the crown. Seeley grabbed his. He'll grab hers.
Auction's not over yet.
No. I mean, old man's made his choice, but...
Can I sneak to... Well, no, there's probably people watching. Never mind. How much attention is being pulled to what's happening?
Probably, I would assume most of it's focused on Hubert at this point.
I want Hez to try and sneak around the outside and try to get to the crowd while everyone's distracted.
Okay. I mean, all the guards are over on Hubert, so... Yep. The old man is old.
He's also not himself right now. I mean, I don't know that, but he's also acting weird.
Yes. We'll make it a hard roll. Okay, so you're upgrading it?
Yep, I'll add my own upgrade.
Okay, go for it.
Do I have any skills for this? Hold on just a second. Let me double check. I think you might have stealth skills.
What's the bid at right now?
1700.
Seely's bid of 1700 was about to be approved.
Yeah.
And then Carter gave me... a grand, and Tor gave me 600, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. A single failure.
And in the chaos...
What, are there any boosts? Oh, hold on. Can I argue for any boosts, since there is a bunch of commotion going on? I mean, let's be real. I even asked. You said they were all looking over. That's what I'm saying.
Fine. You can have... I'll roll one blue die. One success.
One success? So that just... Now I have a flat wash.
Yeah. So Hez starts inching towards the podium, or up on the stage, and the despondent, rich-looking guy sees Hez going up there and says, hey, what is he trying to do?
Just getting ready. Why is there a coat hanger with a joint on the screen?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Torque's getting high back here while you guys are making a bunch of commotion.
Mm-hmm.
And in the commotion, Hubert is going to get really frustrated as the guards are trying to shove him out the door. And he's going to say, don't you know who I am? I'm Hubert. No, I'm Hubert. No, I'm enough. And he's going to shove. Well, let me see if he can. Let me make a strength check for him. Or athletics check. He's going to try to shove one of the guards away. Hubert shoves the guard that's closest to him into the other guards and says, enough of this farce. I'm going to take this for myself. And he's going to go approach the podium.
Oh, well, Hez is going to see him do this and try to race up towards front of the crown.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Oh, you still have... So, do you remember when you stared at Hubert?
I don't, but I also keep forgetting that I have two blue die I could be adding to all this bullshit.
For lore checks.
Oh, is it lore checks only? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So,
the lore of Hubert North's weaknesses.
Yeah. So go on. Oh, here's this little book I had.
Yeah.
Ryan, are you going to try to do something?
Yes. I'm going to try to do two things.
Okay.
As the old man, he's going to walk up to get the crown. Because okay. he at this point, has seen that Dio, sorry, Hubert, is making his way towards it. So is Hez. So he's going to walk up. Is there any, I guess, would we know, is there any level of like security around that? Or is it just sitting on a pedestal up there?
The security that was guarding it is now.
Oh, I mean, besides like physical security guards, that's all the security this place had?
That you can tell, yes.
It's a backwater, so yeah, I mean, yeah. From what we've seen so far, the biggest threat they had was a shit monster.
Yeah, that's fair. So he's going to make his way up to take the crown down because he knows that, or like, HW wants to make the old man grab it so no one else will hold on to it.
Hez, you gonna try to stop him?
Yeah, hold on. I want to try to make, because all this is going on and there's three people going towards it, can I argue a coordination check?
Yeah, sure. It shouldn't be too hard to out-coordinate this old man.
Okay. All right, cool. No, we have so many light side points. I'm upgrading. I'll go ahead and mark my own upgrade. Thank you.
Perfect.
And everything is balanced.
Of course, Shot is using a hole hanger as a roach clip.
What? What am I rolling again? I forget. Coordination,
sure.
A success and an advantage. Thank you, God I flipped that die.
This old man is teetering up towards the crown to grab it, and like right before he does, you jump up and snatch it away from him. I don't know what you want to do with the advantage. You want to like
Leroy Jenkins?
Yeah. Hubert's standing in front of all of this, just...
Hubert is stuck. My advantage is Hubert is, even if he tries to come after me, he's going to be, like, slipped up on something. Maybe the podium for the books or something.
So Hubert, I don't know if you remember, but the last time, or when Hubert walked in, Hez looked at Hubert and met his otherworldly gaze and was... I don't remember what I said. I think you have disadvantage against him?
Struck smitten?
Like, almost beat his pants. Hubert is going to look at Hez and say, Rodent, if you don't give that to me right now, I will end you.
I'm going to stop you right there. As soon as he says Rodent, Hez, while he's gripping this crown, you can see his shoulders tense up, and he's, I've had enough of all of you calling me Rodent! And he puts the crown on, and he's like, sit down and shut up! And he's gonna shoot his slingshot at Dio. His stun slingshot.
Cool. Let's roll initiative here.
Initiative? I like initiative.
Let me make sure that I got everything. Turn order. Okay.
I thought the light side point, though. Can I at least fire one? It's the slingshot. It's not my gun.
Yep, you can use it, but you're gonna have one setback die.
Give me that back, and I won't do.
What was that no backsies thing you did earlier? I'm kidding. You can have it.
I was like, there was a purpose to that. this is literally nothing.
Oh, I think I fucked that up.
Oh, you said initiative. What are we?
Hez gets
cool.
Yeah, Hez gets cool. How prepared were the like? Be honest. How prepared were the rest of the characters for this?
HW was not.
Okay. He's split-minded right now anyway.
He also was not.
Captain Torque was so bored at this auction since there was no weapons or armor that he is well prepared to just start beating on things.
Okay. So...
Wait, we don't have weapons? I believe didn't... I would have definitely made a check to sneak a weapon in.
I think you failed it too.
Did we ever establish there were no weapons? You have me at a disadvantage because I cannot find those notes for the life of me.
I don't remember.
I do not remember ever there.
I don't think you were checked for weapons.
I don't recall us being checked for weapons.
No, because all the guard checked was for names.
Yep, no weapon check.
Yeah, I was gonna say
We're just yeah, it's fine. But there was no weapons being sold, is what Torque was about. So Hubert was pretty much ready for this. He was threatening you the whole time. Everybody else roll.
I already rolled.
Did you just roll 4 success, 2 advantage, and a triumph?
Uh-huh.
Every time I look up, I have a giant image of Seeley right in front of my face because he changes his background. And I'm just like, oh, God, those eyes are haunting.
All right, so we've got... Hez gets a bonus initiative round, or a bonus round. Then we've got, damn, Seeley with 5. Hez with 3. HW with 1. Hubert rolled a 4 with a triumph. How do triumphs work with initiative?
It's really up to you. Depending on what's going on, I tend to let it have a bonus round or let them have a bonus maneuver. Or if they want to, if they don't have quick draw, I'll let them, like, I mean, it's a bonus maneuver, essentially draw a weapon or make a skill check or something.
I'll give them a bonus maneuver. PC, NPC, PC, PC, PC. Top of the order would be Hez. Hez, you're taking a shot?
Yeah, well, I gave you the thing back, so I probably don't get a bonus thing.
Yeah. So then we'll say top of the order is Seeley. Seeley, what are you going to do? It looks like Hubert's about ready to attack Hez, and he just shoved one guard and knocked over 2 other guards with his feet of strength.
Well, hey, I was just wondering, since it's a PC slot, could I go first to try and get away from this guy? Like,
oh, shit, sorry. I'm hung up on 5e because that's what we've been playing.
No, you're good. I just am like, that's cool if not, but like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I'm not trying to force anything. I've just hung up on
5e. I don't know if it mattered, but Hez did put the crown on before he...
You fucking put the crown
on? I told you he did, because he was like, I'm done. He has to free up his hands. Well, I guess that was for the destiny point flip, wasn't it? That's so fine. Maybe it's still in his... Maybe he hooks his arm through it.
Okay, did you put the crown on?
Well, that's the thing. When he called him a rodent, that's what I was going to use the light side point for, was to put it on and turn around and do the Hank thing, like, witness my power. But
I'll let you do that without the light side point.
No, it's okay. I won't. you made it sound too fun, so.
It would be fun.
I don't know if Hez actually would put the crown on.
I'll give you know what? Hear what? Here's what I'll do, bud. I'll use a dark side point. Hez is caught up in the moment.
All right, Hez puts the crown on.
And he puts the fucking crown on.
That's all I really wanted was that dark side point flips.
All right, roll discipline.
Oh, you, buddy, you know I'm going to fail this one.
Hang on, I am going to upgrade that roll because I gave you the discipline check, though. Or because I gave you the dark side. Is that fair?
Upgraded against me?
Yeah.
Oh, well then.
Oh, good.
How did I do that? 3 That's success impressive. And 3 threat. You got 2 blank dice, one being the red one. That
yeah.
The one time Hez needed a clutch victory, and he pulls it right out of his tail.
Hez, you put this crown on in a fit of anger, and oh man, I haven't decided what the crown does yet.
It controls all vampires. Control all vampires. Controls all vampires.
It does not control all vampires. It,
Hez vanishes from space and time. The crown drops to the floor.
Oh, that's what's even worse. Shit, you're wearing the vest.
Oh, now Doctor Who. It's not a crown, it's a fez.
Oh, God. Okay. Didn't think about this happening. Give me a second.
Welcome to GMing, my friend.
Yeah, give me a minute. I didn't think this was going to happen.
Dio's like, you fool.
Okay. So you put the crown on. And a lot of things happen.
Power up for 6 episodes to make sure I'm strong enough.
Yeah, it's not Cthulhu, but it would be in that realm. As you are immediately taken over, that static that you've been hearing for a long, long time now, or not a long, long time, but for a while now, in certain key moments, is now just there. Like, that is the background. And you hear... You just like see clearly. You can see everything in the room just very, very clearly. You see this guy standing in front of you with this giant, like, everything has an aura around it. And this thing in front of you, I say thing because it was human looking before, but what's in front of you now is this grotesque mockery of like a human shape.
Is this Hubert? Where Hubert was standing?
Yeah, that's where Hubert was standing.
Okay.
And there's this giant yellow aura exuding off of it.
I thought you were ugly before.
You can see the old man. The old man looks like he's got like a red piece of twine running from his head all the way back to HW.
Oh my god, did you make him JoJo?
HW. HW is his own glow. It's not yellow. It's more like, what color would HW be if he had a color, Ryan?
He would be mauve.
Okay, he's mauve.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? Boy, I know I sure would.
Yeah, Hez mutters that to himself as he's taking in everything. The people in front of him, the group, the trio in front of him, have stood up and drawn weapons. The banker is like this, like bluish color. Like, he looks terrified. And you can feel it. Seeley is also this grotesque figure. Like, mockery version of what, what's Seeley's race again? I can't remember.
Kaminoan.
Kaminoan, thank you.
Yeah. More beautiful than I could have ever realized.
Yeah, kind of like proportions wrong, which is odd for a Kaminoan anyways, but like just off. Torque has a red aura around him.
Carter and Neb.
You're going to have to roll another discipline check if you're going to look at Carter.
Choosing to look at things. You are telling me what things look like. There is no choice. If this is a choice thing, yeah. Hez isn't making choices. My choice would be to run away from the vampire man.
Okay. So we'll say without being able to look any closer, you'll have to look closer to investigate. Carter is this blinding light in the corner. And then Neb, what color would Neb's aura be if you had to pick a color?
Green.
Green? Green's a good color. So Neb is green. And it's kind of like a brilliant aura, but it's not like blazing like Hubert or Seeley. It's just like kind of like the flame of life sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all being drowned out in that corner by fucking Hubert, who you can kind of see his real face, or the reality as you know it face, and he just has this smirk on his face. Yeah. That would be the initial blast of what Hez would get.
But I mean, he succeeded, so I'm still in control of myself, correct?
Yeah, but this is, with the 3 disadvantage, you're going to take 1 setback dice.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going
this
to
is
use.
Overwhelming.
I want to use the goo gun, and I want to shoot it at, what's his nuts feet? But I wanted to. Oh wait, it's only bug spray. Or can I guess it is only bug spray, huh? Yeah, I guess yeah. I want to shoot a cloud of bug spray right into his face and try and like blind him a bit. You know, smoke screen.
Uh huh.
And that's what he'll yell too. Smoke screen. Huh?
I said pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
Okay, so you're gonna take. This is Adversary 2. You're going to take 2 upgrades on that.
Did you already do it?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, wait. Did you add your setback die?
No, go ahead.
Okay, go for it. Damn.
2 success and 3 threat! Yeah, so it does 5 damage plus 2, so 7 damage. And with 3 threat, I can go prone. What about Hez falls off that counter when he's trying to jump down?
He's like...
He's like, and he shoots and jumps, but his foot slips out because it's very polished. And he just slips, falls off the. It's like, Wah!
Yeah, works for me.
Cool.
So, does it do damage then? Or is it just.
Yeah, 7. It's like poison damage because it's bug spray. It's 7 damage. Oh.
Well, let me see. The poison damage, 7. Yeah, you do. You do some damage. You see the singe marks, and he kind of like flinches a little bit as it hits his feet, and then gets like, oh, it's just gas, isn't it?
It's not gas. Scary. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's got the modification for it to be gas.
Sorry. Yeah. It hits him in the face, and he's just like, Rawr! Yeah. Smoke screen.
Turn his ass into the Joker.
Yeah, he just looks irritated. He sounds irritated. He's like, I'll get you! And with that, the NPC would be Hubert. Hubert is going to dash through the smoke and towards Hez. Oops. And say, I've had it with your group, and I'm so close to achieving my goal. I will have that crown. Which is currently on Hez. Look at that, you got a little crown on your head, bud.
Yay!
Hubert is going to take two swings at you. He is going to swing once at...
Hold on, I think I have a skill. But defensive stance, once per round. May perform defensive stance maneuver and suffer a number of strain upgraded ability unlock. Oh, I didn't.
It's a maneuver for it.
Yeah. Once per round. Oh, here we go. Sidestep.
Yeah, that's
once per round. Suffer strain to upgrade. Oh shit! I get what you're saying.
Because Char Char has that.
Damn. Okay. Well, never mind.
He's going to use one attack to backhand you and one to take the crown.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Taking the crown sounds like an action. He has two actions?
He has multi-attack.
I don't think taking a crown can count as an attack, brah.
Okay, then he's gonna triple slap you.
He's gonna punch the crown off my head.
He is going to punch you twice, I guess, then.
Fuck.
He'll pick you up?
Picking me up's grapple check.
Okay.
That's or fine. Bra check.
He'll go to pick you up. Yeah, you know what? That works narratively. He'll go to pick you up.
Fuck.
I like that. He's pissed at you.
Shit.
You're getting in the way of his fucking end goal.
My brawl's one green. Or would that be coordination because I'm trying to not be grabbed? It doesn't matter.
You got one setback die from being prone, right?
Okay, so then my coordination against him would be one red, two purple. So
one red, two. So Hubert just like calmly walks through the smoke as he's like sizzling. You hear him muttering to himself, just saying, I've come so close and I've waited so long. It's almost time to bring her back. And he's lifting you up as he says that. And he just like looks you in the head, like brings you right to his face and says, and you will not get in my way. And you still have the crown on your head, so that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's his turn.
Can he take two strain for the two threat?
Sure.
As Hez is struggling against him?
Yeah.
Neb was wanting to try and shoot this guy.
Yeah, it's PC's turn. Let me set the dice pool again. Go for it. Oh, yeah, it's fine. His back's to you, so you don't have any real chance of hitting Hez. One success,
an advantage
with despair.
Oh, God.
So, one success, you do hit him, and you see you've got the upgraded weapons that Hez has made for you, so they do pierce his defenses, but he seems so dead set on the crown and Hez that he doesn't really move, but the blaster bolt pierces through him. And when it does, it actually hits Hez, and Hez takes 2 damage.
Now, does my soak stop that, or is this,
So you take full damage from the blaster bolt. Subtract.
Full damage?
Well, subtract soak from it.
Yeah, okay, that's like a third of my... I pierced the guy first. Okay, that's fine. Goddamn, dude.
Do you want 2 damage?
I'll take 2 damage.
2 damage. Well, fine to me as like an incident.
Minus the I won't apply soak.
Yeah. We'll say most of the soak was already applied to Hubert. How about that? Okay. PC turn.
HW wants to go.
Okay. HW, what are you going to do?
Is that old man still up there?
Yes. The old man's right there, like right next to all of this going on.
Oh, I thought he was still in that spot right there.
Sorry, I forgot to move him. The old man initially had the crown, almost had the crown, and has snatched it out of his hands.
Okay, how far can the old man move? Do it, like, more importantly, does this mean, like, do I get to move the old man and myself?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because I want the old man to get to HW. Like, I want us to meet up, like, right here.
Yeah, that can happen.
Can I have the old man get over there with me?
Yep.
Okay. Is this actually something on the wall?
It's a telephone.
It's a telephone? Is that like a little wall or something by it? Is there like a barrier?
Think of it like an old-timey telephone booth.
Okay. I'm gonna guide him into the telephone booth.
I forgot to describe this to our listeners. They are off on the left side of the room. And there's a telephone booth off the side, almost like if someone wanted to report to the press what's going on.
Good. Oh God. Okay. Then I don't want him in there. I want him so he can go right there, like have him tucked into the. I want him hidden, basically. I don't want him to be attacked.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna try to attack with him.
No.
I did too. Or human shield him or something.
No, the old HW likes the old man. And then if you'll allow an action, the only action I want to make is I want to do a check of some kind to see if I can figure out what this orb will do for me.
Yeah, you can do a lore check.
To see if I can ascertain what it'll do or if it would be beneficial to me given that we're in combat.
Give me a minute.
Grab that rock and throw it at Dio's pocket.
I mean, no, that's... well...
I have a sneaky feeling that Dio would be able to reject my attempt to control him.
Oh, I'm just teasing. I don't want you to do that. That'd be a bad idea.
I mean,
then he'd have the control gem.
Yeah, the guy that was initially using it. You can do that. Let me set a difficulty roll.
That's fine.
It's going to be a lore check. It'll be hard. Okay, so you, in the chaos of the moment, are just trying to look at some way to shake Hubert off of Hez, right?
Yeah.
And you look, you're like, I need something powerful. I need something to throw at them. And you're like, wait, what about that rock? And you look back, and the aura on this thing has kind of increased on it a little bit. And you're looking at it, the longer you look at it, the more you think it could work. You still can't get quite a good read of what's in it or what it is.
Okay.
With your 3 success, I'm going to tell you that it'll probably do something.
This orb will do something.
You haven't really studied this rock at all. Like, it'll have an effect on it, probably a negative effect when it breaks the vacuum that it's in. But without, without a whole lot of...
I get what you're saying.
It'll have a negative effect.
Okay, like that. That's all I need.
Yeah, the disadvantage would be, or the threat would be, you don't know what that negative effect would be.
Yeah,
this would probably fucking hurt him, but I don't know what it's gonna do to hurt him.
And then I will huddle with the old man behind the. I'm huddling with the old man.
Okay.
To essentially protect him. HW feels bad that he mind controlled this old man for his own means, so he's going to at least protect the old man on the way out.
Fair enough.
So Diego will protect him if he's worth protecting.
Diego protects me, and all things come through Diego.
Oh, that's true. I'll give you that. You are the prophet.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you could totally throw that rock at him. Like, I'm not trying to tell you that you can't.
I'm not doing it this, like, that's not, like, my action was to do that. I don't want to be able to throw anything this turn. I just wanted to study it a little more to see if I could ascertain something. Yeah. And now I know it will probably do something negative, but I don't know what. And that's fine. That's all I need.
There's definitely power in the rock. You just don't know what happens when you... PC turn. Who's going next?
I shoot Hugh North.
Okay. Go for it. Pew! Failure with a despair.
Oh, God.
Hez takes 2 more damage.
Magic Fox Blaster. Wait, hey, you bastard! What the hell?
For our listeners, Seely's gun is named Magic Fox Blaster, which is...
Yeah, it's the one that has modified for her.
Oh my god.
Hey, Carter got two triumphs, two success, and an advantage. Oh, I'm sorry, the triumphs also add two success, so it's two triumphs, three success, four success, one advantage.
Okay, so there we go. He's in the order now. The other three, so the banker dude has, we'll just say in the beginning of combat, has run off in terror. He is cowering in the corner. And then the other three have yet to react, but they have drawn their weapons.
Question.
And then the guards are on the floor.
Question. Since he got two triumphs for his initiative, can one of those be used for Dio recognizing a true challenge and dropping his?
No.
What about both of them?
No. For initiative. And Carter is only rolling initiative out of amusement.
Are you...
It'll make sense at the end of this. I promise there's a reason I'm playing Carter like that.
Oh, I know there is, and I hate it, probably.
Yeah, you probably will. Neb. No, Neb already went.
Yeah, it's Torque. Just me left on this turn.
Oh.
Torque, the 5-1, top of the order.
And Carter, because Carter...
So I was right. I was right before. Okay, so Torque, go for it.
Torque sees one of his crewmates in the hands of whatever anime character that is.
Being shot to death by his own crew.
Being shot to death by his own crew.
It's Dio! Sorry, continue.
I would say probably now is when Torque's gonna berserk.
Okay. So, here is the hot fix that I had for your berserk. You cannot regain strain through advantage while you're in berserk state.
But that's a shit ton of blue dye for the next roll, though.
I mean, for the next few rolls, because he uses strain for each berserk round, right? I don't even remember the rules we have for this. Let me look it up.
The nerf hammer was coming.
Yeah.
Too soon. That caused
you told me you were OP. Yeah. So you can use...
Regens,
you just
80%
can't
of strain is reached.
Yep. So you can't regen strain. That is the in-work hotfix. Let me set the dice pool. It is set. Go for your attack.
All these
attack.
Secret rules coming out when we're kicking Adam's boss's ass. Shooting heads to death.
You
all right, let me ask you this.
Ass at all.
As opposed to actually attacking him, can I pull Hez free?
Yeah, let me check.
And since that's not an actual attack, can I then throw Hez?
Let me just double check and make sure that I understand how adversary works.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if I'm actually pulling him free, I'm coming up behind him, so it should be a surprise, like, me just coming up, just jerking him out of his hands and chucking him.
Mm-hmm. Give me a light side point, and I can say that that's how it happens, so I can upgrade your roll. Does that sound fair? Nice. I'll only give one upgrade, because his aura is pointed at Hez. And then, if that's what you're trying to do, let's just do straight athletics. So it's going to be athletics. It's going to be an athletics check against Hubert, okay? Athletics versus athletics. I've got the dice pool set. Whenever you're ready. What is that? 5 advantage?
My god.
You know what?
Wasn't I supposed to get a boost die or something?
Yeah, you were. No, you got an upgrade. I upgraded the roll. What do you want to do with your advantage? You try to pry his arm off of Hez, and it is like his arm feels like solid steel. It's actually really cold, too. What do you want to try to do with your 5 advantage? You could, like, restrain him. You can't free Hez, but you could, like, knock away the crown like Zach is suggesting.
Can I grab the crown and put it on my head?
Is that what you do? You know, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you know by looking at it that you already feel like that revulsion from it. Like, this is the thing that you're, like, this is the sort of thing that you're...
And it causes my anger to double again!
I wish that's how it worked, but you're already OP as fuck! Yeah, this is the sort of thing that your clan would have definitely tried to destroy. That's the feeling you get from, like, just looking at it.
Oh, I know it's probably too late, but I didn't turn my brawn all the way up as high as it was supposed to go.
What was it supposed to be at?
8 instead of 7.
So what are we talking, another 2 green dice? Or 1 green dice?
Mm-hmm.
Let me... Big money. Let me clear the dice pool. Success! You are able... So that's 1 success.
And 5 advantage.
5 advantage. So you are able to free Hez. You're like that steel grip. You're still there, but you're able to just like barely inch it away enough that he drops Hez. And it's like this slow contest of strength as it happens. And like Hubert turns and looks at you as you're doing this. And his head like actually turns almost 180 degrees to look at you while you're doing this. Because you snuck up behind him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do with your advantage?
Can I, like, nudge Hez away?
Yeah.
Like, obviously not, like, him running away or anything, but, like, just, like...
Roll him off the podium or the stage? Yeah, you could say that you...
I assume, like, I'm not throwing him because I'm, like, holding Hubert's arms. But, like, a solid, like... I mean, he's just a little guy. I would assume that I could just like sweep my foot and get him like rolling across the room.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you could very easily roll him off the stage over to the other side of the room.
Oh no, Hez is on the ground because he fell off the stage. Remember, face first onto the ground.
Well, if he's off the stage, I mean, because you guys are on the stage.
Oh wait, no, he picked me up. Oh okay, so if he picked me up, then I didn't realize we got back up on the stage.
Yeah, I was imagining this all happening on the stage. Okay. Like Hez.
Okay. You do, director.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm scooting him off the stage, like, back towards Neb.
Yeah. Perfect. Crown goes with him.
Now I'm locked arm in arm with Hubert.
Aww! That's adorable. We'll finish with Carter, who, as stated before, looks just amused with the entire situation. We'll aim a shot at Hubert, and...
Oh my god.
Christ. How is that? Do you have a bunch of stuff in Carter's dice pool still?
I do.
Oh my god. I'm like, there is no way there are that many on a ranged attack. It's not like he's 2 miles away.
Quick question.
Another shot hits Fez. Fez.
Damn it! No!
What's that?
I didn't actually do an attack. It was just grapple? Athletics?
Yeah, but that counts as...
It counts like as me having to take strain?
No strain for that.
I'm not saying to do another thing in my turn. I'm just saying...
Yeah, no
strain. For Berserk, I have to take 2 strain when I attack.
Yeah, no strain. But I may nerf that later.
You don't even know how it's going to play out. Just because I'm going to hold off your god?
Yeah, it just depends. Like, if you're going to use it to choke him out,
you
probably couldn't do, but...
I'm just going to use it to, like, start slapping him with his own hands. I'm not attacking, he's hitting himself.
Yeah, see, once you start causing damage, I'm going to count that as an attack. I don't know, we'll cross that bridge. I'm just going to re-roll that again if everyone's fine, because there's a lot of... Okay, that's a little bit better. With a triumph, I keep forgetting how critical rolls work.
Hold on. That's two criticals, I believe, because the weapon, I think the crit is 3 for that. Let me take a check real quick. Crit 3. Yes, technically that's 2 critical hits.
All right, what was the stats on your pistol again? Because that's what
6 damage. So plus 3 is 9. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he has any gun wielding skills, but that's what it would be base.
9 is what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that takes a pretty decent chunk out of Hubert here. 9, and then I have to roll critical for that, right?
Oh yeah, twice.
Okay, so we got Headringer, and which increases difficulty of all intellect and cunning checks by 1 difficulty until end of encounter. And then he got Hamstrung, lose free maneuver until end of encounter.
That's awesome, that's perfect, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Until he does this. Actually, nah, I won't do that. It's fine.
It's not his turn. He can't bite me.
God damn, my math is hard. But how? Who was I missing then? Because every has got a bonus attack.
You're missing Carter.
So with that, that takes a decent chunk out of Hubert, and he turns, his eyes start to glow yellow as he looks at Carter, who still just looks entirely amused with the situation. And I will do this, since we're going to end it here. He starts to look pretty pissed and just says, "This is useless!" And then I'm going to consume 2 dark side points.
He's able to just, like, Chuck Norris flex off critical injuries?
No, it's like a legendary action, but I have to use 2 dark side points to do it.
Yeah, it's a Chuck Norris flex off critical damage.
We'll heal the free maneuver, or the lose the free maneuver.
Oh, of course you would, the one that actually does something. That's fine, as long as we can keep multiplying them critical damages, critical hits, yeah. That's
fine. And hey, you know one of his special powers now. He's a fucking vampire lord. What do you want from me?
Did he even bite anybody?
Yes, and yet. Anyways, with that.
Stronger than a berserking torque.
No. No, he's not. Okay. But with that, we will end it here. The crew, will they prevail against the evil Hubert North and his vampire ways?
Yes.
Will Hez ever recover to what he's just done to himself?
Yes.
We'll find out next episode on Tales of the Outer Realm.
Stranger's Eyes.
Man, do you guys miss the 90s?